This is Joel Griffin, Editor-in-Chief of SecurityInfoWatch.com. And I'm here on the show floor at ISC West 2018 with Jeff Gardner, the CEO of Brinks Home Security. And Jeff, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. You know, one of the things I wanted to, you know, ask you about with regards to the rebranding of Monty and now Brinks is, you know, what will a successful rollout of the Brinks brand look like to you?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for talking to us today. We're very excited about rolling out Brinks Home Security. It's an iconic brand in the industry, and I think it's going to do many things for us and for our customers. It's much more than a name change for us. I think we're really looking at the way we go to market. If this brand rollout is successful, we will obviously be selling more stuff. That's number one. This brand awareness of Brinks is very, very high, which means our sales efficiency, our ability to generate leads and close customers is going to improve dramatically. And the reason why we're here at ISC West, our ability to attract dealers is going to improve dramatically because now they have a brand to sell. People know Brinks. We had work to do with the Monty brand to explain. Even though we are one of the top three national players in the country, I think Brinks is going to make that job a lot easier. But more important than just growth, I think that we're going to really change the category. And if you think about home security as a category, what we're embarking to do is to make Brinks very easy to do business with, much easier than anyone else in the industry. So we're going to deal with many of the objections customers have. We're going to be very straightforward with simplified pricing. We're going to be offering a full smart home solution so customers don't have to really worry about what exactly they need in their home. We're going to be very consultative on that. And I think at the end of the day, if we see our sales go up and our net promoter scores or our customer satisfaction go up because we have really demonstrated our uniqueness in terms of being easy to do business with, that's what will really make me proud, because what we're embarking on here is an effort to really differentiate Brinks in the category. I think the category is pretty cluttered today with a lot of brands. Not all of us are incredibly focused on the customer, and that's what our company is all about. And the Brinks brand is going to really accelerate some initiatives that we had underway with Monty that I think will be much easier under the Brinks brand.
And Jeff, as you mentioned, obviously the Brinks brand obviously has a lot of brand cachet already in the market, but is there any work that you think you still have to do in terms of you know, reviving the Brinks name in the market, so to speak?
Absolutely. We've got to really define what the new Brinks Home Security is like. Of course, we are going to benefit from the recognition that they have today, but we've got to shape people's view of this category and of our company. When Brinks left the industry, smart home wasn't a very big part of the industry. Today, smart home's a very important component of what we do. Video's made huge strides. People are really enjoying doorbell cameras and door locks, etc. And so I think we're going to kind of give the Brinks Home Security brand a facelift, modernize it. We're going to spend a lot more on advertising than we have previously to get our name out there. And I think that will have the benefit of really, you know, we'll benefit from the awareness, but really inject the freshness that I think it needs from being in an industry now that's more about the Internet of Things and the smart home than simply security.
You touched on the added marketing and everything you're going to be doing to really get the word out about you know, about the new Brinks. So what are some of the other things aside from that you plan to do to really make the company stand out moving forward?
Yeah, some of the key things will be around moving to shorter contracts, which is a big issue in the industry, making our pricing plans very easy to understand so that when people look at our offering on the internet and they call us, it's not a totally different offering. If we're advertising a $39 price point, they'd actually get their services at $39. We're going to introduce a rate lock so customers won't have to experience increases over the life of the contract. Those are just a few things, but at the end of the day, we're implementing standards for our dealers so that when you buy from Brinks, you have a very predictable quality experience, and your products work right from day one. And I think the customer side is what we're really excited about. We've got a new advertising agency that's helping us think through that. Our management team is very energized around this new brand. And so I think it's going to allow us to do all the things that we've been working on over the last couple of years at Monty, but do them a lot better.
And Jeff, how will you reflect on the legacy of the Monty Smart Security / Monitronics brands, as you move into this new era for the company?
Well, I mean, we've got a great history. We've been in this business for over 21 years as Monitronics and then Monty. So with Monitronics, our employees, we have many employees who are still with us from the original Monitronics. And we'll think about a company that started out with a traditional dealer program and enjoyed a lot of success, grew into one of the largest players in the industry. So that's a very good heritage. With Monty, Monty will always be significant to me because it was our entrance into the direct-to-consumer market. That's when we really got serious about not just being a dealer program, but dealer and direct-to-consumer, which I think is going to be vital to our success going forward. And just last quarter, we reported that we did 60% of our sales from dealers and 40% from direct-to-consumer. Direct-to-consumer is the fastest-growing part of this segment. So, we'll really, really reflect on that. We did many great things with Monty. It really helped us focus more on the customer. It was a much simpler name, so I think better for the digital marketing side of the business. And so we can build on that with Brinks.
And finally, Jeff, this is obviously your first event with the new branding for Brinks, but when will this be rolled out officially to your dealers?
We're going to roll out this brand very early in May. We haven't rolled out the precise date. There's a lot of work to do to get it done. Our team's working feverishly on that, but it will be very, very soon, just weeks away, really.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.